Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 2, entitled The Elephant Gajendra's Crisis, text number 33. Yakashanesho balinon takoragat. Prachanda vegad abhidavato brisham. Vitam prapanam paripati yad bhayan. Mrityu pradavat yaranam tam imahi. Yakashanesha balinon takoragat. Prachanda vegad abhidavato brisham. Vitam prapanam paripati yad bhayan. Mrityu pradavat yaranam tamimahi. Yakashanesha balinon takoragat. Prachanda vegad abhidavato brisham. Bhitam prabhanam paripati yad bhayan. Mrityu pradavat taranam tam imahi. Esho balininon takoragat. Prachanda vegad abhidavatam. Bhitam prapanam paripata yad bhayan. Vaishnavis. Yakashanesho balinon takoragat. Ndavegad abhidavato brisham. Yakashanesha Balino Tikodaga. He who, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, kaschana, someone, isha, the Supreme Controller, balina, very powerful, antaka uragat, from the great serpent of time, which brings death. Prachanda Vega, whose force is fearful. Abhidavataha, who is chasing. Brisham, endlessly, every hour and every minute. Bitam, one who is afraid of death. Prapanam, who is surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Paripati, he protects. Yat bhayat, from fear of the Lord. Mrityu, death itself. Pradavati, runs away. Aranam, the actual shelter of everyone. Tam, unto him. Imahi, I surrender or take shelter. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is certainly not known to everyone, but he is very powerful and influential. Therefore, although the serpent of eternal time, which is fearful in force, endlessly chases everyone ready to swallow him, if one who fears this serpent seeks shelter of the Lord gives him protection. For even death runs away in fear of the Lord. I therefore surrender unto him the great and powerful supreme authority who is the actual shelter of everyone. Purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. One who is intelligent understands that there is a great and supreme authority above everything. That great authority appears in different incarnations to save the innocent from disturbances. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 4:8, Paritranaya Sadunam Vinashaya Chadushkritam, the Lord appears in his various incarnations for two purposes, to annihilate the Dushkriti, the sinful, and to protect his devotees. The king of the elephants decided to surrender unto him. This is intelligent. One must know that great supreme personality of Godhead and surrender unto him. The Lord comes personally to instruct us how to be happy, and only fools and rascals do not see by intelligence the supreme authority, the supreme person. In the Sruti Mantra, it is said, Bishasmad vata pavate bishodeti suraha. Bishasmad agnis chandrascha mrityor dhavati panchamaha, from the Taittiriya Upanishad 2:8. It is out of fear of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that the wind is blowing, that the sun is distributing heat and light, and that death is chasing everyone. Thus, there is a Supreme Controller as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 9:10, Mayad yakshena prakate suyate saracharam. This material manifestation is working so well because of the Supreme Controller. Any intelligent person, therefore, can understand that there is a Supreme Controller. Furthermore, the Supreme Controller himself appears as Lord Krishna, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and as Lord Ramachandra to give us instructions and to show us by example how to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yet those who are Duskriti, the lowest of men, do not surrender. Namam Duskritino Mudha Prapadyante Naradamaha. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord clearly says, Mrityu Sarva Haras Chaham. I am all devouring death. This mrityu, or death, is the representative who takes everything away from the living entity who has accepted a material body. No one can say, I do not fear death. This is a false proposition. Everyone fears death. However, one who seeks shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be saved from death. One may argue, does the devotee not die? The answer is that a devotee certainly must give up his body, for the body is material. The difference is, however, that for one who surrenders to Krishna fully and who is protected by Krishna, the present body is his last. He will not again receive a material body to be subjected to death. This is assured in Bhagavad Gita 4.9. Taktva deham puna janma naitimam iti sorjana. A devotee, after giving up his body, does not accept a material body, but returns home, back to Godhead. We are always in danger because at any moment death can take place. It is not that only Gajendra, the king of the elephants, was afraid of death. Everyone should fear death, because everyone is caught by the crocodile of eternal time and may die at any moment. The best course, therefore, is to seek shelter of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and be saved from the struggle for existence in this material world, in which one repeatedly takes birth and dies. To reach this understanding is the ultimate goal of life. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 8th canto, 2nd chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Elephant Gajendra's Crisis. Om Ajnana Timarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutade Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vanchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Thank you for allowing me to serve all of you today. I offer my obeisances and pray for the blessings of the senior Vaishnavas so I can properly speak on the Gaudiya Vaishnav Siddhanta is handed down to us by the previous acharyas. So we are continuing with the pastime of Gajendra Moksha, the liberation of Gajendra. And in these last two verses, we are getting insight of why Gajendra is surrendering. Now, Gajendra represents a great materialist. Gajendra had everything. He was enjoying like everything. He was surrounded by wives, friends. He was living in a very beautiful place. And when he would move about the forest, all the other creatures would run away from him, knowing that he was the king of the forest. So he's representing this great materialist who has everything. He has it all. But then suddenly the crocodile came and bit down. And they fought for 1,000 years. And there was no escape. He was weakening and weakening more. And in the previous verse, it talks about how he starts thinking that, who are my friends and relatives? They can't save me from danger. They can't rescue me. What then to speak of my wives? What, Providence has sent this crocodile. And so I have to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in today's verse, he's speaking about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is not known to everyone, but is very powerful and influential. And he starts speaking about the serpent of eternal time, which is fearful in force, endlessly chases everyone, ready to swallow him. And in this material world, everybody is in a fearful condition. We're living our lives based on fear. If we look at how we lead our lives, we can see that even in the very beginning, we have to strive very hard for an education because we fear that I won't get a good job. And then I have to struggle and struggle to find the right job. Otherwise, others will make fun of me and look down upon me because of my job. I have to get a very prestigious career. I have to dress a certain way so that others won't criticize me. I'm in fear that others will put me down. The cosmetic industry is constantly reinforcing this fear. I'm not pretty enough. I need to add this, add that. And so we're constantly in fear. What to speak of? Earthquakes, tornadoes, floods. The material nature is just constantly full of anxiety and fear. And then, at the very end, there's death, of which everyone is afraid. And so this fearful force, this serpent of eternal time, is ready to swallow everybody. And yesterday, my wife, she showed me a video of a python swallowing a crocodile. This is like unheard of. It's never before been caught on video, but it's very interesting watching it because the python just didn't come up and try and swallow him. The python wraps himself around, the serpent wraps himself around the crocodile and starts squeezing him and squeezing him, lets up a little bit and starts squeezing and squeezing, and it goes on and on like this for many, many minutes, if not hours, just squeezing and squeezing. And you can see the crocodile, he's like breathing harder and harder as his life is slowly going out and he's weakening. And so in the same way, this eternal time, it's squeezing us and squeezing us and squeezing us and squeezing us. And it lets up and we think, oh, I'm doing so fine, I'm doing well, everything's happy. And then another thing happens and squeezing until finally starts swallowing. And it's very unbelievable to see this python, the jaws dislocated, and he just started swallowing the whole crocodile. And the crocodile is fighting up until the tail is in the, you can only see the tail out of the python's mouth, and it's still struggling for life, struggling up until the last point, and then just goes in, and the python just lays there. And just swallowed the crocodile. It's very inconceivable, actually, to see that python do that. And so we see that this eternal time is ready to swallow all of us. This world is dukkhalayam ashashvatam. It's full of anxiety and fear. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that nobody can say that I do not fear death. This is a false proposition. Everyone fears death. Either because somebody has worked hard all of their life so that they're accumulating so many material assets, they're raising their family, just like Gajendra. He had everything. He was working so hard for it. And then death comes and, oh, everything is going to be taken away. Or others, they fear death because they don't know what's going to happen. There's this fearful unknown. And so it's stated here, Srila Prabhupada gives us the answer of how one who seeks shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be saved from death. We can be saved from death. But Srila Prabhupada points out that even the devotee's material body will be subjected to death. But the devotee will not be reborn again if he takes full shelter of Krishna. So the devotees, they actually become fearless upon taking shelter of Krishna. They actually become completely fearless. Bhaja Hure Mana Sri Nandanandana Abhaya Charanada Vindare. This is a very beautiful and important bhajan of Govindadas Kaviraj that all of us should know, all of us should meditate on. We should know this bhajan, and I would like to read this bhajan for you. So Govindadas Kaviraj is preaching to his mind, and he says, "O mind, just worship the lotus feet of the son of Nanda, which makes one fearless." So this is how we become rid of fear, taking shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. "Having obtained this rare human birth, cross over this ocean of worldly existence by associating with saintly personalities. Day and night I remain sleepless, suffering heat and cold, wind and rain. For a bit of flickering happiness I vainly served wicked and miserly men. What assurance of real happiness is there in all one's wealth, youth, sons, and relatives? This life totters like a drop of water on a lotus petal. Therefore, you should always worship the lotus feet of Lord Hari. Govindadas longs to hear the glories of Lord Hari, chant his glories, constantly remember him, offer him prayers, serve his lotus feet, become his servant, worship him, serve him as a friend, and completely offer him his very self." So this is how to become fearless. And this is how to ultimately become free of death. Janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti fataha taktva deham punar janma naitimam eti sojana. By understanding the birth, the transcendental birth, and transcendental activities of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one will never take birth again. So this is the process of surrendering unto Krishna, in which Srila Prabhupada says, this understanding is the ultimate goal of life. Tavakatamritam taptajivanam kavibir iditam kalmashapaham shavanamangalam srimad atitam bhuvi grananti ye buddhida janaha. In this material existence, people are suffering. And those taptajivanas, those who are suffering in this material existence, their only shelter is tavakatamritam, the words and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they're being spread all over the universe by great souls. And they're kalmashapaham, shravana mangalam, srimad atitam. The words and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead remove all sin, remove all fear, remove all anxiety, and they're completely auspicious. They're filled with spiritual power. And the great souls, bhuvi grinanti ye burida janaha, there's great souls that are spreading this message. They're the greatest benefactors to the conditioned souls. So in spiritual life, we transition from fear and anxiety to love. Love of Krishna, love of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by chanting, by remembering, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasam Sakyam Atmanavedanam. By these nine processes of devotional service, we transform our lives from a material life to a spiritual life, take shelter of the saintly personalities. Paramakaruna Pahu Duijana Nitai Gora Chandar. Kevala Ananda Kanda, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda have brought the most blissful path for us to follow, chanting, dancing, and feasting. This is our life. This is actually the highest philosophy, is to take shelter, this Kevala Ananda Kanda, this blissful path. And a very nice proverb that Srila Prabhupada would speak on many, many times, is that there was an astrologer who went to a village, and he met four different people, of which he told them, he gave them instructions. So there was the royal prince, and he said to the royal prince, "Do not die." And he went to the brahmachari, and he said, "Die immediately." And he went to the butcher, and he told the butcher, "Don't live and don't die." And he went to the saintly person, and he said to the saintly person, "Whether you die or you live, it doesn't matter." So the purport is, that the royal prince, he's enjoying now. And if he dies, then he'll have to suffer his sinful activities. The brahmachari, he can die immediately. Why? Because he's going to go to Vaikuntha. Srila Prabhupada said like that, that he'll die immediately, go to Vaikuntha. And the butcher, don't live, don't die. The butcher is killing, so his life is just sinful. And if he dies, he has to suffer even more. But the saintly person, you die or live, it doesn't matter. Our activities are the same. Our life is fully blissful. It's free from sin. And then if we die, hopefully by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we'll go back home, back to Godhead. So this is the blissful life. We don't have to fear. We don't have to be in anxiety because we're ultimately taking shelter of Srila Prabhupada, who's taking shelter of Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada has assured us that if we simply take his instructions and surrender unto him, that he'll take us back home, back to Godhead. And even we read in Krishna book how Krishna, he protects his devotees. Krishna does so many things to protect the residents of Vrindavan. And we're speaking about the serpent of time. And we understand in Krishna book, we've read that Nanda Maharaj and the cowherd men, residents of Vrindavan, they went to celebrate Shivaratri one year. And they went to a forest named Ambikavan. And going to this forest, they slept in the forest there. They took rest so that the next day they could take part of the Shivaratri. And at night, a great serpent came and started swallowing Nanda Maharaj. And Nanda Maharaj started shouting out, "Krishna, Krishna, save me, my son, save me." And the other residents of Vrindavan, they started picking up sticks and sticks of fire and started beating the snake. And Krishna came over and he just touched the snake with the foot and relieved Nanda Maharaj. And the snake, he was swallowing Nanda Maharaj. He was actually a great Vidyadhara, a great celestial being who was cursed because he was very proud of his beauty. He was very proud of his material assets. So becoming very proud, he was very offensive to Agastya Muni. And Agastya Muni cursed him to become a snake. And so we see Krishna, he saved Nanda Maharaj from this great serpent. What to speak of Agasura, the cowherd boys. So this is the process of taking shelter of Krishna and becoming free of fear and ultimately becoming free from the fear of death. Thank you for your kind attention. Are there any questions, comments? Yes, Prabhu.
For like at least the past 20 years on Sri Sri Jagannath, the Baladev and Subhadra Devi. And even though he didn't fully understand it, it seemed to bring him comfort. And I am very grateful for ISKCON for giving me this opportunity to sponsor his name. So thank you and the movement. Because at his time of death, he seemed to go peacefully, and he had a smile on his face. So, in that way, I am very grateful. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to mention that.
You're welcome. This is actually very, very wonderful proof of how when we become dear to Krishna, then Krishna, everybody around us, our relatives, our friends, those who hold us dear, Krishna will also show them much kindness. As in the pastime of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and his son, even though his son was not necessarily receptive to Lord Chaitanya, to Krishna, because he was in the association of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Lord Chaitanya, Krishna himself, he showed so much mercy to the son of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So I was listening to my guru, and he was saying that when we become dear to Krishna, everybody around us gets benefit. They all get benefited from our surrendering to Krishna. Yes, Prem Sankirtan Prabhu.
In a purport, this explain how
so in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it said, Aham sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvam pravartite iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvata. One who knows that Krishna, he is the supreme personality of Godhead, and all material universes, all spiritual universes are emanating from him, they take shelter of him. So one who knows the janma and the karma, the divyam, the transcendental activities, the transcendental birth, Krishna himself, by having that sambandha gyan, that knowledge of who Krishna is, then the next step is abhideya. They want to surrender. So this is the point that Srila Prabhupada is pointing out. Not just understanding, one must have sambandha gyan, some foundational knowledge of who Krishna is, but then the next step is to surrender and engage in the process of devotional service, of which is Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. This is surrender, taking shelter of those nine different processes. And so when you engage in pure devotional service under the guidance of senior Vaishnavas, then Chaito Darpanam Arjanam, your heart will become cleansed of material desires and you'll start your process back home, back to Godhead. And by the mercy of the great souls, then you achieve Prayojana, love of God. Is that okay? Banabata Prabhu.
I thought it's interesting. Prabhupada points out in the purport how Gajendra started offering prayers to Krishna, and he said that this is intelligence. Mm. And so I find it kind of interesting, like, they say that elephants, in general, they have the quality that elephants are smart. And I just happened to see yesterday on there was a video of an elephant delicately walking over an electric fence so he could eat the tasty things on the other side. Mm. And I'm wondering, because this pastime is, you know, took place who knows how long ago, I'm wondering if this was actually the beginning of elephants being noted to be intelligent.
We'll have to meditate on it. Thank you, Prabhu. Acharya Narottam Prabhu will share with us his divine realizations.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for your wonderful class. So you were mentioning how Narada Muni gave different benedictions to the Brahmachari devotee. I was remembering that in Peru, when I joined, there was one Brahmachari, very, very wonderful devotee. We didn't know that he was planning to change his ashram. So he went to India, very senior Brahmachari, very first class. Mm. So he went to India, and the devotees who were traveling with him in India, so he started wearing white. But what happened is that in India, in the Ganges, he drowned the Ganges. So I was, when you were telling that past thing, I was thinking that, like, you know, Narada Muni said, for the Brahmachari, so better die now, because from Brahmachari life, next is Grihastha life, which is, Prabhupada explains, is a little difficult to go through. And I know I just wanted to share that.
No Brahmacharis should end their life upon hearing this. Don't go to the ocean and try and drown yourself.
No, but
stay in devotional service.
He didn't know how to swim, so he went into the Ganges with more devotees, but yes, the current of the Ganges was really strong, and yes, he couldn't swim, save his life.
Good evening. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki.